This is the Tree of Life, Season 4, Chapter 3. In this episode, we will be reconceptualizing property in light of the telescopic effect and the linking of objects telescopically such that, locally, spatial objects become symbolic representations of analogous objects within the life of global actors. To start out, legal title over property does not necessarily give one the ability to utilize that property. This arises due to the fact that action toward that object must always be conserved with respect to lateral alters. In other words, telescopic linking of disparate objects means that action towards those objects by distinct people must be analogous in response to a particular direction of an affirmational narrative. Let me give you an example. We talked about an example whereby one individual owned a car in rough shape. Now, he was telescopically linked to a lateral alter, who owned a corporation. Which is to say, that the vehicle became through that linking an analogous object, or symbolic representation of the corporation in the life of the local actor. This means that each individual, that is the local actor and the global actor, must relate or act upon those parallel objects in analogous way to conserve the telescopic linking. This was used to explain how, for example, if that corporation and the vehicle are both in rough shape, each actor must take analogous action to remedy those issues. I.e. the vehicle owner will attempt to fix it himself, then, subsequently, hire someone to repair it. The corporation owner will attempt to fix the problems at his company himself, then hire outside consultants to fix the problems. Essentially, what this means is that legal title to a property is meaningless without control of the analogous object. In other words, the car owner cannot fix the car and use the car unless he also controls and fixes the corporation. The reason for this is that the affirmational narratives, which each encounter through social intersection relative to the analogous objects, will conserve their action towards those objects. In other words, actual property rights mean nothing when control of that property is decentralized amongst telescopically linked individuals. Finally, it can be said that since each social actor, the corporation owner and the vehicle owner, are subject to affirmational narratives in relation to that object in parallel, the direction of those narratives determines who actually has property in a given object. In other words, if the corporation owner's action determines the affirmational narratives that the local actor is ultimately subject to, determining his action analogously, then it is the corporation owner who actually has control over that property regardless of who has legal title. From this we can see that property as a concept applied to individual objects fails to recognize the telescopic linking between objects of consciousness. Property as a concept must be reconceptualized in recognition that certain objects are linked and the ability of an actor to utilize his property is what actually determines whether he owns it. Owning legal property is meaningless if action or utilization of that property is linked to the analogous action of some global actor. But, as we can see from the fact that individuals can flip this telescopic effect, altering the direction of causation with respect to analogous action, it is possible to conceive of a system where control of property switches hands regardless of who has legal ownership. Since, ultimately, control over property has less to do with who owns legal title and more to do with the direction of the affirmational narratives governing its utilization. Since we can also see that lateral alters tend to be linked linearly, the concept of property becomes familial as opposed to personal, arising out of the telescopic linking of analogous objects. In other words, since the telescopically linked individuals are generally linearly related, when not non-linear, we can see that true control, or ownership of the property, is familial as opposed to personal. Since the family together controls the telescopically linked objects in tandem, utilizing them in a distinct fashion than through title alone. From this, it is necessary to reconceptualize property rights as a reflection of lateral alters' telescopic linking of analogous objects. If indeed that linking is lineal, then the idea of property rights makes more sense as a communal reflection of familial or hereditary relationships. Thus, earlier in this podcast, when we talked about how family businesses should be promoted and the importance of lineal relationships in telescopic linking of objects of consciousness, this was in recognition of a reconceptualization of property as distributed or centralized within lineal lateral lines. Thus, we must first incentivize property accumulation within familial lines, and to do that we must recognize the importance of intellectual territorial accumulation through linking of archetypal consensual and spatial non-consensual lineal lines. That is to say, that since property ownership or utilization is centralized within families as opposed to within individuals, in order to effectively provide equity and a common distribution of wealth, requires incentivization of the family as opposed to individual accumulation of wealth, through the linking of archetypal consensual and spatial non-consensuality. In other words, you cannot just redistribute personal possession of property to ameliorate the problems associated with social inequity. You have to recognize that control, or the ability to use property, is a familial phenomenon, not an individual one. And that legal title of property does not necessarily guarantee someone the ability to utilize it. In other words, for example, let's say that the government bails out the corporation owner with loans to assist it to stay afloat with respect to losses accumulating due to ineffective management. This would prolong the natural life of the corporation beyond what would make sense practically. That is to say, that both the vehicle owner and the corporation owner may by analogous actions continue to utilize that analogous object beyond the acceptable lifetime of that object. In other words, economic measures taken at one level of the economy may create systemic problems through telescopic linking of other objects. If the government is going to fix a problem associated with a particular object in the economy, it cannot do so effectively without contextualizing that problem. Measures taken, for example, regarding the corporation will be ineffective at solving society-wide problems unless the same measure impacts the local individual directly. That's the end of the podcast for today.